Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
All
right, you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome everyone to another episode of the Wonder Soul Podcast. I'm joined here with Bailey, and we're going to talk about... Bailey doesn't even know. She doesn't even know. Well, all right.
You trapped me.
I'm sorry. I set you up.
You set me up to have to say it.
So if you guys have clicked on this episode, you know what it is. We're going to be talking about the spooky season. It's the beginning of October, and it is an exciting time for both me and Bailey, I think. Like, one of the things that I noticed when we first met was that you were really into Halloween and horror movies, and you even have some Halloween themed tattoos.
Yeah, I've got the spooky sleeve.
Yeah, so like it's a big like holiday season, and like, yeah, the atmosphere, fall, all of it. So like, but we, you know, one of the things is like, I don't think we've ever really talked about why like you like it. Like, my birthday is in October. I've always had like strong infatuations with the
birthday.
Fall. It was always exciting. I mean, and it was just enough space between now and Christmas when I was growing up that it was just like, yeah, my birthday. And then, you know, the holidays start, and it's just like a fun festive time where a lot of good things are supposed to happen and have. Like, it's usually a really fun time of the year for me, and for a lot of people, I feel like it's just like fun. Halloween's such a weird theme that we like to watch scary movies and do scary shit, and it's supposed to have like a dark, gloomy like atmosphere, in contrast to like Christmas, which is like holly jolly,
cheerful and bright.
Yeah so
quiet and pure.
But like, so that's kind of a gist of why I like it, like, and I'll go in deeper as we talk. But why do you like Halloween and stuff?
So I like Halloween for like two reasons. There's the like spooky side, and then there's the like fall side.
Okay.
So the fall side of it, which is like autumnal leaves, or like carving pumpkins, or like warm and cozy things.
Okay.
Is like definitely my mom's influence. Like, okay, that's just something that she was always like real festive. But my dad loved horror movies. Like, loved horror movies. So when they met, her wanting to like do holidays up, like she always did, she just did Halloween really big. So like our front yard was always decorated spooky. Like, always. Like, I have pictures of me, like, growing up and the different spooky themes outside of my house.
Yeah.
Which was, like, something all of us did together. And then the one way my dad and I bonded was, like, sports and scary shit. That was our, like, connection. So I remember, like, being really young and my dad being like, all right, I'm gonna put this on. But I'm going to tell you to close your eyes because you're going to be scared at certain parts. And I'd be like, okay, I got it. Bet. And he would be like, The Thing, for example. Mm. And then it would be about to show something gross or scary. And he'd be like, all right. And I'd like throw the blanket over my head. And he'd be like, all right, you're good now. And I'd flip it back down. So I would like early on remember watching like horror movies with my dad. He had a built-in bookshelf with VHSs.
Wow.
But they were all bootleg.
What? Like recorded off of the cable or something?
Yeah, so they were all like recorded VHSs of like different things. So you'd get like The Thing, and then it'd be like Slash, and then something weird.
Mm.
Like some sci-fi original, like Rose Red kind of thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Rose Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, sci-fi was like clutch growing up. That and AMC.
Yeah, well, sci-fi was like Creature Features.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was their like thing, and then AMC was like slashers and like
classic horror films. And they still do it. Horror movies, man. That's like a big thing for me about Halloween that I love. That's probably one of my most favorite things to do this time of year. Like, you know, everybody has like their traditions or ways to get into like the, you know, the mood or the spirit of things. For me, I almost, well, look, we watch horror throughout the year.
Well, yeah.
You know.
But we, like, do it up.
Yeah, and there's almost times where I kind of go on a drought, like a tolerance break for...
To build up for it again.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to go really hard in October, you know, and just watch a lot. So, I mean, but, like, growing up, my uncle and my mom both... fucking introduced me to a lot of fucked up horror movies that I remember just like trying to cover my eyes, and my uncle like would pull my hands back and be like, nah, you know, like,
oh, gotta... you had the inverse. My dad's like, I understand, you're soft.
Yeah.
We'll work our way up here.
So I'm like watching this stuff. Like, I remember like there was, we're watching Leprechaun or one of the Leprechaun movies. Like the
Jennifer
movies.
Aniston Leprechaun?
No, not the first one. There was one where this chick... better. Gets her boobs chopped off by like some fan, and like she's and like tied like a to a rope. Chair or something.
Oh no, it is a fan.
Yeah, dude. And I remember like trying to close my eyes, and I remember specifically this memory, just having to watch this lady get her boobs chopped off by a fan. Like, I was young, dude. Like, I had to be first, second, kindergarten. Like, I had to be that young.
So that's how it was when I saw It, and that like messed me up for a while. Like, I'm me sure. and clowns. We just, like, weren't okay. I mean, now I understand it's, like, I don't like fake expressions.
Right.
But then little Bailey was like, no, fuck clowns. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but fuck them. And all I remember is, like, Tim Curry's Pennywise. And his, like, the jagged teeth being covered in blood and the, like, balloons. It's, like, all that stuck with me.
Yeah.
So every time I saw a clown, I was like, it's going to have fucked up teeth. It's going to have monstrous teeth.
Well, you know, and look, me being from Maine, obviously there's that connection with Stephen King, and Stephen King's a big deal, and yeah, so I was introduced to those kind of movies too, like It and The Shining. And
but you saw Salem's Lot.
Saw Salem's Lot. I remember.
See, I didn't see Salem's Lot until we started seeing each other.
I think Grant can attest to this. Maybe we'll bring it up sometime soon, but I think there was a time he stayed at my house one night and we watched Salem's Lot, like, but we were younger. I had it on VHS still, and I played it, but I fell asleep because I had already seen it. But like, it was like, it fucked Grant up for a minute, I think, because he was just awake and couldn't sleep and was stuck watching this fucking vampire scary. There's some scenes in there like the scene when the kid is tapping on the window, that fucked me up. I don't know. There's just certain moments in these movies. So it's like a weird...
That's like The Shining, the woman in the bathtub, never
does. For me, it was
that
like...
That is worst case scenario.
It's weird.
Because you're like, oh, she's beautiful, and this is weird. And then you're like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Like,
yeah.
It takes a turn.
It's traumatizing. Some of that shit, you know, I don't know. I don't know, like, what the appropriate age is to really introduce somebody to a horror movie.
I go back and forth because, like, obviously he's like 4, and I'm like, I don't want to like give him horror movies in like kindergarten because I think I was too young for them.
Yeah,
but I also don't want him to be soft.
Well, do you also feel like maybe just see if he, you know, or if you have kids, do you need to wait until the kid kind of is like, hey, I want to watch this movie, and you're like, hey, dude, that's are you sure? That's kind
of... Probably, because we have a pretty expansive horror collection between the two of us. Like, it's growing.
Yeah.
So, more than likely, that's how that will play out, is he'll read a title and want to watch something, and we'll watch it. I do want to show him the Universals, like, pretty early on.
Those aren't bad.
Right, they're not scary. They're just, like,
monsters.
Like, he loves kaiju, so, like...
Which, I mean, if you can watch a Godzilla, but those can be, I think, boring for kids, except for, like...
The monster battles.
Yeah. But that's kind of also the fun of, like, these movies that we're talking about, though, like, with Halloween, is that it can be a lot of different genres. Like, we got some movies up here that we're using to hold up our setup here, but it's not just, like, your typical horror. There's, like, we got Godzilla, there's, like... Bailey, we had Predator on here, Predator 2, and she's like, yo, that's, I guess it is.
It's an alien. I guess it is. And it's a creature.
You do think about alien
and
Predator.
And he's hunting them. This I is just, like,
I think of this as more of an action movie for some reason.
Then he tortures them in multiple traps. Like, if you count Hostel as horror, you have to count Predator.
Right, and wouldn't most action movies in some way be considered horror?
I mean, it depends on how it plays out, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, Predator's, like, super, like, dark and shadowy.
Yeah, cat and mouse. Like, yeah. That's it, too. Like, just while I'm thinking about it.
Anyway. But I think Sleepy Hollow would be approachable soon-ish.
Yeah, well, the story, I mean, didn't Disney do, like, a...
Yeah, and we have that.
Yeah, so I think, like, they're... Kids are introduced to spooky stories and
plus,
stuff.
Plus, there's, like, Over the Garden Wall, which is spooky adjacent.
It's pumpkin fall. People. That's okay.
What I'm saying. It's a segue. It's, like, a gateway drug into horror.
What about Goosebumps?
Oh, he loves Goosebumps. He's already seen Goosebumps.
See, we are also the generation that watched Goosebumps.
But I didn't do Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm afraid of, like,
that shit was worse.
Some of those were like, I had the bathtub drain or the pool tub drain or something. Yeah. Like
there was some more. It was scarier than Goosebumps. I think Goosebumps is coming back.
Wasn't it Canadian?
I think both. Both were shot in Canada, to be honest. Especially Are You Afraid of the Dark. I know that for a fact. It was Canadian.
But there's lots of, like, horror-esque things. He likes Billy and Mandy. Like, I think there's a lot of, like, kid horror that builds you up.
Yeah.
Now, like, when we were little, I don't know that there was as many.
No,
as
there was,
are.
Like, All Real Monsters. There was, like a, yeah. You know, I've heard of Courage the Cowardly Dog. And
Courage came when we were older, though. Like,
sort of. Yeah, well, see, I was watching.
Scooby-Doo is all, like, horror.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved Scooby-Doo.
That is something I do like to watch.
Scooby-Doo was the best.
I like to watch the classic OG Scooby-Doo. I think I might do that.
We own all of the, like, Scooby-Doo Zombie Island and Scooby-Doo Witch's Curse, like with the Hex Girls.
I thought that's... Oh, no, you're right. That's the one where they're in Salem?
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a tree in a book or something. I don't remember the Hex Girls come out. That's the important part.
Right. That's it.
But those
dude.
Are kid horror.
Yeah,
like
that's
kid. Yeah, but I don't know.
There's jump off points, or you can have like us get just straight to rated R, gruesome.
When I think
impactful.
Of gruesome, I always think of The Hills Have Eyes, which is gruesome. I think of pretty much anything Rob Zombie's done.
Anything.
I mean, the what is the...
Well, what else has he done? Oh, he did, like, House of a Thousand Corpses, all the Halloween reboots, right?
Yeah, but the one I'm trying to think of is the Devil's Rejects. There we go. Which was, like, traumatizing.
Yeah.
I had to take a pause minute from Rob Zombie after that one.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Hostel movies.
Yeah, torture porn is not my thing.
But isn't Saw torture porn too, then?
Yeah. And there's a new one coming out this month.
I know. And I, for a minute there, I rode hard for some Saw. Like,
at first, it was just so shocking.
There's so much alt music in the Saw franchise. Mm. It was the music I was there for.
I don't know. That's its own brand of horror. That's like, I think the same people that like saw like Human Centipede and stuff. And I'm just
I did not like Human Centipede.
You get
at
what
all.
I'm saying?
I was not my
like body horror. Like you like The Thing though.
So I was thinking about that. I do like some good body horror because one of my favorite things about American Werewolf in London is the like
transformation
or like graphic.
Yeah.
And what was the Jack Nicholson where he's a werewolf?
I think it's actually just called The Wolf or something. Yeah.
But the transformations
werewolf
in that one.
Transformations are pretty dope.
But The Thing is amazing. It is, to me, peak body horror.
Hmm.
All the stretching in the head that gets the like spider legs and like skittering off.
Practical effects in general will always be amazing. For me, looking back at like some of my favorite horror films are like older because they used a lot more practical effects. And I think that like it hits you differently. When you see something CGI, like your brain knows like that's not real. But there was sometimes with like makeup and prosthetics and different things where you're like, oh, fuck, that's Freddy Krueger. And like the set looked weird and real, like they weren't on a blue or green screen. So it's like some of that hit. And some of it now, like, when you watch it on Blu-ray or in 4K, you can see, like, oh, that's not real. Like, that's, like...
No, but those things weren't meant to be viewed.
Exactly.
That.
But that's why I personally enjoy watching VHSs and stuff. Like, I feel like it's no different than vinyl when it comes to...
Because you like the crackle.
I like the aesthetic.
That, like, pop and...
But it's, like, how it was originally formatted or meant to be seen. And I think sometimes when you up it to, like, 1080p, 4K, you expose and you kind of, like, it doesn't look as good.
I mean, look, my top three horror movies of all time are all practical effects or animatronics. Yeah. And they're all pre-90s. Pre-80s, maybe?
What? All of them?
I would say Halloween, which is 70s. And then there's The Thing, which is 80s. Or is that also 70s?
Oh.
And then there's The Shining. And I, those are, to me, like, a good range of horror.
Yeah. Wow.
I think the most recent horror movie I really like is The Conjuring. Because it did, like, demonic, like, house haunting in a, like, terrifying way.
My favorite horror recently has been some of that, like, A24 stuff that you haven't watched.
Oh.
Like, Hereditary and... is it Somerset or something? The one about the... Yeah. They go, like, overseas in, like, some place in Europe. And anyways, it's crazy. And then there's, like, Talk to Me that's coming out. Or it's out.
That I'm interested to see. We haven't seen
yeah.
that yet.
The guys that made
Cobwebs
it...
Cobwebs was good.
Yeah, Cobwebs.
That was recent. I mean,
yeah.
It's not, like, favorite. But...
Nah, it was... It had a lot of cool Halloween atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all the pumpkins and fall and the stuff like that. I mean, yeah, like, I feel like most of this conversation could be about horror movies. Like, it just feels like that's such a big part of the season for me. I mean, I did other stuff and I like doing other things. Like, me and my friends, Grant would tell some stories about this. We, like, were... really infatuated with, like, finding some real spooky shit, like going to, like, supposedly horror haunted, like, themed places. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And that's been fun. There's some funny stories with that.
See, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and we have, like, real haunted shit, like,
bro,
nationally.
I mean, it's older,
like,
up there.
Asylum and stuff like... Ooh. That is, like, I would not.
Do you like that kind of stuff, though?
I respect the spooky level of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I would never take my ass into a place like that.
I would.
Because I am not bringing something home with me.
No, I would go with, like, a group of friends.
This is how I appreciate antique portraits. They're beautiful. Never going to come home with me.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's why I gave my sister
the creepy
portrait.
So I feel about old houses and antique furniture.
Old houses are beautiful.
But they have a history.
But they're beautiful. Same with the furniture.
I don't know. That's where we just...
Fundamentally different.
We don't match up. Like, yeah, I understand, like, there's a fear of, like, some shit could go wrong, or, like, if you really believe in some of that mojo, like, yeah, like, I'm sure it's not restricted to a certain area. But I have a certain, like, bravery that comes from, like, being around people. Like, if I had four people or five people, and we had to stay in, like, an abandoned hospital or some kind of, like, spooky mm-hmm. place for overnight, and we had cameras and stuff, as long as I was with people, mm-hmm. I could do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mm-hmm. would not have a problem with that. But if they were like, dude, we'll give you $1 million, but you got to go spend the night here, I would have a really hard time. Would really have a really, really hard time. Like, even for $1 million, I'd be like, ooh, dude, that's...
See, I've thought about that, and I think I would just take a lot of Dramamine and a couple Benadryls, and I'd be just...
You just go and pass out? But what if they were like, you can't sleep, dude?
Nope, I'd curl up a little ball, and it'd be over. They'd have videos of me recording.
Oh, that still would be creepy.
Nope. But if it's creepy, it's for other people to see it's creepy. It's not for me. I'm just going to sleep right on through the creepy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I've put thought into this. This is how you get old Victorian houses for free.
Oh, man. Have you ever been anywhere haunted? Or like, is there any, like...
So, I've been to... I mean, obviously, everyone that lives around here has, like, heard of Huntington and, like, how it's haunted and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Yeah, there's the Lady in Red or the Lady in White, something like that. It's like one of the Alabama ghosts.
I'm going to have to look that up.
But Huntington is haunted. But I went to Old Cahaba, which is supposedly the first capital of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it is a quote-unquote ghost town. It's where the shirt I have is from. And it's supposedly haunted. And we hiked all through that and saw all the old graveyards and the houses and the, like, you know, just the whole history of it. And they have this whole thing about there's two gravestones that reference each other because they had killed each other in a duel.
What?
Yeah. So that place is, like, supposedly super haunted, but I've never gone, like, at night. We, like, hiked during the day.
So you can do stuff like that as long as there's, like, it's daylight?
It's daylight, yeah.
Okay. But you wouldn't do any of it at night.
And I mean, I'm, like, respectful of the space and the whatever's there and, you know, like...
Yeah, you don't walk up into a space taunting ghosts or...
Right, I'm not, saying, like, Zach Bagans out here, like, come on, bro, let's do this.
Show,
like,
show me what you got.
Scratch me if you're here.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Which, I mean, you know...
I'm just, like, I appreciate that this was your life and this was your space and...
You gotta respect it, dude. Yeah. I do not want to prompt anything to do anything that it doesn't need to.
I've had enough in my life. I don't need to add with spiritual spooky shits. Like, no, thank you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that shit used to fuck with me a little bit more growing up. Like, that kind of horror, the thought of things being haunted, ghosts, and things like that. Like, spiritual stuff. Like, a lot of people believe, like, you know, The Exorcist is one of, like, the scariest movies of all time. But I feel like those things don't hold a lot of power over you if, like, you're not really into that kind of belief system or something. But, like, I think growing up, like... It was like, wow, you know, people get possessed and, you know, there's hauntings and places are haunted by dead people. Like, it was just like that idea felt like, yeah, Freddy Krueger, I'm sure, like, that's not possible.
I don't know, man.
You know,
things like that. Bad dreams can mess you
right,
up.
But there's not a guy that is like.
Your heart could come out of that dream like it was.
Wow. Well. I don't need to hear that. I've conquered. That was like the movie that fucked me up the most. I mean, I had nightmares and I think I contribute my terrible sleep patterns and habits to my childhood.
So the first one is the Johnny Depp blood fountain, right?
Where he gets sucked into his bed. Yeah. Well,
he's sleeping with a TV in his lap or something.
A radio
weird.
Or something.
Something weird about that scene.
Yeah, it was very much for the time that it was being made. I think the thing that those movies did to me was this idea of, like, you don't know what's real and it could happen at any time and it could always be like play on your worst fears.
That'd be horrifying for you, though, because you fell asleep in class all the time. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And that's the whole premise of this movie is, like, you're not safe sleeping in class anymore.
I know. I guess, like, at this point in the episode, and we're going to talk, you know, some more, I do want to say that is a goal for us this October. I think we're going to have at least 3 episodes. We're going to talk. Me, you, and Grant picked our favorite horror movie. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to watch it, probably not together, but we're going to get together and we're going to talk about them. So I'm looking forward to that. Grant still hasn't told me what movie he's picked. I know I'm going to do A Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, that is, like, my all time. Like, and I have trouble. I saw a Nightmare on Elm Street shirt yesterday and I just couldn't buy it. Cause I'm like, I don't want to see Freddy Krueger on my body, like when I'm in the mirror brushing my teeth, it just doesn't do anything for me. I don't think anybody's gonna high five me when I'm in public too. Be like, oh, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, just don't think I need to wear it like that. If there was like just the title, that would be kind of cool. I like the font, but I don't want to see Freddy Krueger. That triggers something in me.
What about just the hand?
All of it, kind of. It's just like the music, everything.
See, and I feel the opposite of that. Like, I love Halloween. Like, I love the music. I love the score. Like, I love the cheesy, like, just put his face on anything and I'm here for it.
Damn.
Like, opposite sides of that.
Yeah. Thing. So you're doing the OG?
Probably, yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do the OG.
But I think, like, that will also prompt us to talk about, like, obviously, Nightmare on Elm Street was attempted to be rebooted, like, in, like, 2011, I think.
So, I own every original and every remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and Friday the 13th. What? The only one I don't own is Wither in Outer Space. Because I could never Jason find X? It used. And I refuse to purchase it full price.
That would be really cool to see Michael Myers go to space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then his breathiness isn't scary when there's no sound.
Well, he wouldn't be in space, Bailey. He's not floating in the coldness.
I mean, maybe he is. Space. He's like undead now.
Maybe they find him. They've ruined and they him, unthaw so him.
He's like a whole other thing now.
I don't know. Jason X got really cool. It was very sci-fi. And I think the Leprechaun went to space. But I don't think Chucky's been to space.
Are you sure Chucky's not been to space?
I'm pretty sure. They do have a Chucky show on sci-fi. I watched a little bit. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay. I mean, I don't really care for Chucky. Like, Chucky doesn't freak me out. Like, some people are afraid of dolls and stuff, just like people are afraid of clowns. I think there's some, like, normal scares that are out there that people have, like, preyed upon.
Michael Myers, like, the scariest thing about him.
Yeah, what? Do those movies scare you?
Or? So, the original, yeah. But the original also taught me that, like, with enough motivation, even the nice girl can murder someone.
Wow.
So, that's shout out to you. Jamie Lee Curtis for teaching me what a final girl was. But Michael Myers terrified me as a kid. And now I just love it. Like, I just could just give me all the media. But when I was little, what scared me was he was supposedly this guy who was just snapped as a kid.
Mm.
Just like, wasn't hugged enough, murders his sister, goes to an institution, busts out, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking kill anybody having a good time.
Was that really it? I thought it was him just trying to get back at his sister and kill his family. So
that's like one plot line of it, is that Laurie Strode is his baby sister, and like Rob Zombie leaned into that as well, and then that, it's a whole thing. That's a very long conversation. I mean,
have they ever tried to not do that? But in
the original, it's he just goes back to the house and he's killing
whoever's there.
Like in the neighborhood and things like that. Gotcha.
That's so interesting.
Because it was just like, random teenager, dead.
Well, and it wasn't meant to be like this thing. I mean, like the third one's like an anthology, right? Like they were like, Halloween's going to be an anthology series.
Yeah, because the whole like original plot line was that the mask made him do it.
Right.
Oh. That's the whole, because that's where like the third, the silver shamrock, like the witch's curse, that's where it comes from. The masks make them do it.
Okay.
That's the concept behind it.
I did not think about it like that.
But yeah. I don't know. It was just interesting. As someone, you know, that later grew up to work with troubled kids, it probably was not the right one to fall in love with.
But it's realistic and grounded. I mean, there are moments that they've gone into some like more supernatural, like the Curse of Michael Myers.
Yeah, and like now the more recent ones are very supernatural.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's very different now. In these movies, like, and give characters.
Busta Rhymes.
Oh my god. H2O's.
Trying to kung fu Michael Myers.
It's gonna, yeah, I look forward to talking about that movie and sitting down and just, I don't know, looking at some of these movies with that kind of like perspective and analytical like kind of perspective on it, it's going to be really fun. But we don't know what Grant's picked yet, so we'll find out. Maybe it'll just be a surprise. And, you know, I couldn't even tell you what. There's like Darkness Falls is a movie I remember growing up that was weird. And that's the one with like the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those earlier 2000s horror that were coming out, like The Ring and, God.
The Ring was good. Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. Good. Blair Witch was great. Found footage films. I like Paranormal Activity. I like stuff like that, but.
Yeah, I do love found footage because that's all VHS's premise is.
Yeah.
And I, up until the very last one, like the most recent one, really, really loved the VHS franchise.
Yeah. I think something about first person is freaky.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know, like, this is just the time of year that, like, dude, coming out of the summer, it's, you know, especially where we live, it's like a reward to walk outside and...
You didn't melt.
Didn't melt, and you feel like you can breathe, hopefully. It's definitely a cool time of year because of football, and I've been watching a lot of college football, and... NFL and stuff like that. This is a little plug for me and Grant's Wonder Sports show that we're doing every week, where we're talking about college football and the NFL, because that's really the two sports that we really get into. So this might be like a little limited series thing, but so check that out if you guys are down with the sports. But back to the spookiness, yeah, it's this time of year, like I said, it's just been, I've always, you know, been excited for it, look forward to it. Like, the summer is great, and I think even growing up, you can say, like, summer is usually hopefully a fun time. But then going back to school, you're like, ugh. So August and September is just like going back to school. But something about October, the like you start to feel like, oh, we're getting into holiday season. Like,
yeah, because you're gearing up and celebrating. Yeah. It was, you know, in school, you start doing the like Halloween crafts. Yeah. Well, back in the day.
Back in the day.
You did Halloween crafts and you got to dress up and go trick-or-treating. And like that looks different now, but it's still like.
What are some of the stuff that you dressed up as growing up? Do you have any fond memories going trick-or-treating?
So my two most common costumes were Snow White and a witch.
Common? So you were the same thing more than once?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That was like a theme for me. When I was little bitty, I was Minnie Mouse.
Oh,
like
wow.
Like one of my first Halloweens. Because I have a picture of my dad in this terrible rubber, and I remember it smelling like rubber, mask of like Dracula, maybe?
Wow.
It had like Jerry curl hair on top. Wow. It was weird. It was very weird, but I was Minnie Mouse then. I remember being Snow White. I remember being the Pink Power Ranger for 2 years.
Wow, yeah.
Because I wanted to be the Pink Power Ranger again, so my mom had to go find another Pink Power Ranger outfit.
Dude, I told you today, blue Power Ranger. That's, I did that 1 year, so I don't know. Maybe that was just those were easy. They were just easy.
It was just like a suit. You just
But wasn't that like the whole thing about like costumes as a kid? You had that fucking uncomfortable plastic string mask, and then you'd have like some kind of like temporary party tablecloth material that you would use as a costume. You know, am I right? You know,
so you are remembering that, but I never, I don't like masks.
Oh, man.
That goes to the clown thing in a way. But my mom always did like really elaborate face paint.
Oh,
was her
nice.
Thing. Because she was very like arts and craftsy and Martha Stewart-y. So she would do like really elaborate face makeup on both of us.
Okay, cool.
I remember one of my last Halloweens, I was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, because my dog fit in a basket, so she went with
cute.
Me.
That's cute.
That was very cute. I think
that
was one of my last ones.
The only ones that I can remember, Ghostface, Dracula, a pirate, Mr. Incredible. I also did Blue Power Ranger, Batman.
And those, Batman fits.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But those are the only ones that I remember right now. If I think of any more, I'll let you know. But
I think the kids are going to be hobbits this year.
No, oh my God.
He was so cute as a hobbit last year.
See, I was an advocate for the idea and goal that you did something different every year. Because it's like, oh my gosh, like. You only get so many chances at doing this. So I, every year, was doing something different.
Well,
I could see with you, though.
Ask, though. I guess
it's different.
Ask.
What?
Because the year before, he picked Dracula.
Yeah, I mean, I would ask just to... Oh, well, you know, I would just kind of see.
With a damn Wild Kratts outfit.
Oh, gosh. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh.
Mine is Reese's, I mean.
Well, yeah. But that's just your favorite all the time.
I know, but it's...
What's your, like, Halloween-specific candy? Like, there was always... I loved, growing up... You remember there was always the, like, gumball that looked like an eyeball? They were, like...
Yeah.
It was always in there.
The
always,
white?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think
so
I
So they used to make those where they had, like, this red goo in the middle of them.
Ooh.
And it was, like, sweet or sour. There was something too.
Is it like strawberry or cherry flavor?
It wasn't
something?
Cherry because I never really was big with cherry. So it might have been strawberry flavored. But when you bit into them, they had like this like gush
like
into
it. Like it was like bled.
Yeah, and I loved it. Loved it.
Man, I don't know. I know I do not like candy corn.
I love candy corn aesthetically.
Yeah, aesthetically it looks cool.
But
I'm not a big fan of it, though.
Texture's not there.
I, you know, one of the weirdest things is, like, sometimes it's not even on Halloween candy. I just remember getting it during this time of year, but it's a candy you can get, I think, even today. But it was the mini M&Ms. And they came in those little capsules, tubes. Yeah,
yeah,
like
they still make those.
Yeah, like, I just remember those.
So my Halloween candy favorite is probably those, like, caramel apple suckers, where it's got the, like, caramel and it's, like, the green apple sucker on the inside.
Mm.
I love those things.
What's your least favorite?
Dots.
Dots?
Yeah,
oh,
the, like,
on the paper?
They always stuck. No. Those, I don't remember what those are called. Candy buttons or something?
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Not those. But, like, the squidgy dots. They're, they came in, like, Tootsie Roll Halloween candy packs.
I know what you mean.
Always, like, the leftover bowl candy. They're the reject candy that you you gotta eat or throw away.
Maybe one day it looks good when you're running out of stuff to pick.
I mean, usually that's about when it does look
good. Yeah. Yeah, what a fun holiday, man. You go house to house and you get candy.
To pretend whatever you want to be and get candy for it.
Interesting.
Imaginative.
I don't know how you explain that one to aliens, but it's...
I don't know, man. But the South... I can't remember. I'm not even trying to pronounce it. But the pagan one was all about, like, celebrating your harvest. That was the whole point of it.
Well, isn't that kind of
like
theme?
Being bountiful.
October and November kind of have that theme of harvest. And is there anything fall related that you really like to do that's not, like, so much Halloween, but, like, in the season? Are you a pumpkin spicer?
So I was going to say carving pumpkins, but I do like pumpkin flavored things. I don't like pumpkin spice things.
Do you like
pumpkin spice is like a blend of herbs and it's got like cloves and star anise and stuff. And it makes my mouth feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I love pumpkin, like pumpkin rolls, like the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And I love like pumpkin cream cheese muffins. I make those. Like, I like pumpkin foods. I don't like pumpkin spice things.
Okay. What's your favorite, like, Halloween or fall smell? Like, do you like pumpkins?
Apples?
Yeah, I can see
it's
that.
It's got to be the teacher in me, but I love an apple.
Well, it's like that candle I got the other day, like, warm leaves. Like, that's the fallen leaves. It's different down here, I think up north, and you can attest to this, like, fall has like a different weight to it. Just feels like, dude, yeah, we're about to get to winter, and like summers are mild at best. It's different now, but growing up, I don't remember it being so crazy hot. But I mean, now being down here,
growing up, I remember fall being crisp. Like, I remember northern falls where it's like the air gets real cold, almost thin in the mornings.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, is, like, this nice, cool feeling. And it's, like, that preparing you for when you're, like, snowed in and can't do things.
Absolutely. That's a very good way to describe it. And crisp, like, yeah. And there's few times you really get that sensation and that feeling.
Here you get that in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Because winters can feel a little bit more like fall a lot of the time down here in the south. you know... It was a beautiful time of year. I've always liked the in-between seasons sometimes more than like the two mains. I don't know. Maybe that's my opinion. A lot of people, it's winter or summer. But I'm more of a spring and fall person.
I am a spring and fall person as well.
Yeah.
Although spring gets me. Allergy season is rough.
Oh, it's rough.
But it's so many good thunderstorms.
Oh, so
it's
nice.
It's peak rain season.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's great. And we both like rain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, aesthetically, it's pleasing. I like seeing, like, the colors of fall and stuff, like, when the seasons are changing, no matter where you are. You know, just that brown, gold, orange, like, aesthetic that you see kind of throughout nature and just when you're out and about. It's a fun time. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, there's really a lot of things that we could sit here and say and talk about when it comes to this time of year. But, you know, it's really cool that we both share that, and I'm sure other people can relate to at least one of the things that we talked about, because, man, I feel like it's just one of those times where it's not so, it's a, like Halloween on its own is like a holiday that's just kind of open to a lot of people. And it's, you can celebrate in your own way. You don't have to watch scare movies, but you know,
well, there's like the Hocus Pocus Nightmare.
Yeah. Disney. Christmas.
There's a whole other, the Halloween Town.
Yeah.
There's a whole other side of spooky season that's family friendly.
And some people, like, this is the time of year for them to watch Harry Potter.
Oh, that's Christmas for me.
See, and that to me is November, because that's when they used to came out.
That's like when I'm gearing up for Christmas.
Yeah, but see, okay, there's a few scenes in Harry Potter that are either one Christmas or winter snowy, and I don't know if that like had such a huge impact on people, because I don't watch Harry Potter and think Christmas.
Oh, I do. I think fall and Christmas.
Really? Why Christmas though? There's,
because he chooses to stay there. So a lot in the books Christmas is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like snowy scenery and like how quiet it is, because a lot of people aren't there. Like that's why I think Christmas with Harry Potter. But like the movies I always think like Halloween, because there's that like the big troll scene.
Yeah.
Where you like see the Great Hall and there's like the floating pumpkins and candles and stuff. See, I think Halloween for the movies.
Well, like in witches and wizards and stuff like that, werewolves and dementors, all that stuff kind of feels like the, you know, spooky season.
Well, even the Quidditch stuff makes me think fall.
Yeah.
Because it makes me think of football every time. Like Quidditch makes me think of college football.
See, and I think for me, it's also when you think about going back to school, it's around fall.
Back in the day.
Now it's like
we go in summer.
The edge of summer. Yeah, it's pretty much summer.
It's still summer. August 2nd.
Yeah.
It's still summer.
Do you have any goals for this spooky season?
Watch something new.
Like a new spooky movie?
Yeah. Okay. I'll watch a new one.
Are there any on your radar? Do you want to go see that new Exorcist?
I was going to say, I would either love to go see the new Exorcist, or I'd like to rent, like, Talk to Me.
Yeah. I think both of those are possible.
Because when I say new, I mean like something new. Like new to being released.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not like new to me, because there's a lot of like old movies that I've not seen.
Okay.
And now we have all the classics.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those I've not seen.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it is new to the media, not new to me specifically.
I see.
Let me clarify.
I'm sorry. I just was like, thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone listening appreciates as well. Okay. Cool. That's a good goal, though.
Take the kids trick-or-treating this year.
Yeah.
Like, one of those, like, trunk-or-treat or whatever things.
I never did that growing up.
No, neither did I, but, like, post-COVID, that is trick-or-treating, and I want my kids to get to experience some form of trick-or-treating.
Right. Okay.
Do
you hand out candy on...
I do.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go see something at Capri.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we might be seeing Alien?
Maybe. I wish they were doing the thing again.
I wish they were doing a lot of... They wasted one of their...
We saw The Shining last year, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was an awesome experience.
In an old theater.
That was like, very cool. That's what I'm saying, but you know what? And look, man, we love the Capri. But, like, when I saw their release schedule for the Halloween season, and one of them was, like, Mean Girls and Nightmare Before Christmas, I was just kind of like, ugh.
To be fair, Night Before Christmas is some people's Halloween
movie. I know.
I mean, it's like goth soft is all I'm saying.
But like, I think you could just like watch that on Disney Plus at the house. Like the
shit. What about Hocus Pocus 2? That was like a huge thing.
I don't like Hocus Pocus, like for real.
Hocus Pocus taught me what a virgin was.
Oh my
god. That's the only takeaway I had for that.
Did you watch the second one?
No.
Me either. We don't have Disney Plus, so.
We do.
I mean, well, I
mean, I never
use it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Spooky season's fantastic. I'm just hyped for it.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know, try to fit in some other episodes. At least, I think, right for right now, it's going to be trying to at least talk about those movies. And, you know, me and Grant are going to still talk about football, and that seems like to be the plan. I might also re-release certain older episodes that I talked about some other movies, because that's been a thing. I was wanting to do that every year, but this year the theme is like the people closest to me, their favorite horror movies and mine, you know, because I was going to have one year where I talked about, you know, the Friday the 13th, like the 80s slashers and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure we're all going to kind of fall in that realm. I will be so interested to see what Grant picks. That'd be funny if he picked Salem's Lot, but I doubt it. And then, like, maybe next year we'll do Stephen King movies. And then the year after, you know, like...
Oh, I could talk about, you get what I'm saying?
I know. That's what
I love The Shining. So when it's my favorite book.
But you were kind of not sure what you were going to pick.
So, yeah. Because hopefully, you know, I'm getting The Shining tattoo for Friday yes. the 13th.
Yes. And there is a Friday the 13th this year.
It is in October. But The Shining is realistically my favorite horror book.
Yeah.
Like, it is, because the book is far grosser, far scarier, far more, like, unhinged.
Because
he does some crazy, Jack Torrance does in the books, does some crazy stuff that, like, they could not get away with on film. Like, jeez. It was not, and they got away with the creepy, decomposing naked lady, so, like, keep that in mind.
And that's another thing, like, I'd like to, one of the things I need to get better at is expanding my horror book, you know, experience. I know, that's what I'm saying.
We have a whole
shelf of them. Yeah, see, like, I might have to pull something off and get, at least read one scary book.
Salem's Lot, excellent book. The Shining, excellent book. It, not a good book.
Yeah.
I'm sorry whoever I offended out there, but... Wasn't into hate crimes. Wasn't into kiddie porn.
Yeah.
Wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Didn't Stephen like
King.
Clowns.
But that's it. Like, maybe I want to go outside of Stephen King.
Oh, that's that whole show. Yeah. So, of Stephen King.
But, like, you know, it's not just movies. We would love to hear how people get into the spooky season.
Yes. I would love to hear other people's spooky traditions.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know how you guys can do that. Like, for right now, the only way that I really kind of post is on Instagram at this time. So maybe if you want to comment there, there's also email and stuff like that. But I gotta figure out something, because I want more, you know, engagement from people who check it out and try to, like, you know, because it's cool to talk with each other about these certain things, but some of these prompt, like, fun answers that I know, like, other people have, like, a wide variety of different experiences, right? So
that's one of my leading questions when I meet people, is like, do you like horror movies? And what is your favorite horror movie? Which, yes.
Says a lot about a person.
It does. It tells you, like,
who they are.
Yeah.
Are they a good person? Or are they a bad person?
So one thing I want to know from you, though, is what was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
Like,
oof. One that was just like a banger for you.
I mean, like, it was fun. I had that ghost face one, and what it did is it had like a layer where I could press a button and blood would come down.
Yes, I remember those? This. Yes,
yeah, like, I remember, and it was just an easy light costume. You know, it's like a black cloak kind of thing.
So convenience and ease were what you
but it was also cool to just shove and go trick or treat and then press the button, then blood would pour from my this is the most, like, interactive costume. I mean, I remember being a vampire or Dracula and having makeup, which was cool. And then I also, you know, some of those classic ones that you get at the store, like the Power Rangers one was fun. I don't know why it just stands out. What was that? Oh, it was your phone. Mm-hmm. I was like, jeez. I was like, ugh.
Started.
Yeah. Dude, I was playing, like I told you today, I was playing Alan Wake.
Alan Wake will make you jumpy.
Yeah, but, like, spooky season can also kind of have you on edge, man. Like, I love the spookiness.
I used to play one spooky game every spooky season.
Say that for me. I'm going to try to do Alan Wake, because there's Alan Wake 2 coming out.
Yeah, 1 year I did the Resident Evils.
Ooh,
I did Alan Wake 1 year. What was that one where you, like, made choices and some people lived and some people died?
Life.
It was like something Dawn or something.
Yeah. It was like kind of like an interactive visual novel kind of. Not really a visual novel, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But like you made choices and sometimes they died. And like, I definitely let some of those characters
die. We should play one of those together.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll check right after this and see what's available.
That would be fun because they've
done more than that. So that would be fun. Yeah, we'll have to do that. Maybe that'll be something we talk about sometime. But yeah, so there's a lot. There's games, books. There was so much more that maybe next year, every year we'll sit down and talk about spooky season just to jump off the month, and because there's always going to be something else to bring up. But yeah, that's it for this one. Be expecting some spooky themed episodes this month of October. I'm also going to at least release one episode a week that's like an old one just for fun. I'm not sure if it's going to upload on YouTube. So that would be like an audio only thing. So if you're listening to these episodes on YouTube, thank you. Appreciate you guys' support over there. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, we appreciate it too. Go check out the YouTube channel as well. And that's about it. So thank you guys for listening. You got anything else you want to say, Bailey? You're good?
Just happy to be in October, man.
Yeah, man. All right. Same here. All right. Well, we appreciate you guys listening, and we will talk to you later. Wonder soul.